This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi, her husband remains hospitalized after surgery to repair a skull fracture as political leaders from both sides denounce the violence that occurred. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has the story.
Friday's attack on 82-year-old Paul Pelosi at his San Francisco home has heightened fears of more violence in this tense political season. President Biden and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell are among those expressing outrage, along with former President Barack Obama, who said some politicians are deliberately stoking hatred and fear.
On platforms that oftentimes find controversy and conflict more profitable than telling the truth.
Campaigning in Atlanta Friday for Democratic candidates, Obama said the only way to protect democracy is to elect candidates who
know you and see you and care about you.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia's army on Saturday accused the United Kingdom of being involved in September explosions on the Nord Stream gas pipelines, alleging the same British military specialists helped Ukraine plan a drone attack on Moscow's Black Sea fleet on Saturday. Russia did not provide any evidence, but considers the UK one of the countries most unfriendly to Moscow, with relations sinking to historic lows since the Kremlin sent troops to Ukraine. London dismisses both claims. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. on Saturday ordered urgent aid distribution in a southern province where landslides have been triggered by Tropical Storm Nalgay, which has killed roughly 50 people across the country so far. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Two car bomb explosions in the education ministry in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, killed or wounded scores of people on Saturday. This according to police and the state news agency. It was not known who was behind the blasts, but the Islamist group Al-Shabaab frequently carries out bombings and gun attacks in Mogadishu and elsewhere. The Mogadishu police captain told Reuters that the first explosion hit the ministry, then the second blast occurred as ambulances arrived and people gathered to help the victims. A police officer guarding the ministry told Reuters he saw at least 12 bodies and more than 20 people wounded. You're hearing the aftermath of a Halloween stampede in South Korea. Although the cause of Saturday's tragic event is unclear, South Korean emergency officials said at least 146 people were killed during the stampede in a nightlife district in Seoul. More than 150 people were also injured in the incident after an estimated 100,000 people gathered Saturday night for Halloween festivities. The head of Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guards warned protesters that Saturday would be their last day of demonstrations and a sign that security forces intend to intensify their crackdown. Iranians have defied such warnings throughout the popular revolt, in which women have played a prominent role. There were more reports of bloodshed and renewed protests on Saturday. Human rights group Hengaw reported security forces shooting students at a girls' school in the city of Saqqez. It also reported security forces firing on students at Kurdistan University of Medical Science. The Russian Defense Ministry says Moscow has suspended its implementation of a UN-brokered grain export deal that's allowed more than 9 million tons of grain to be exported from Ukraine, lowering global food prices. The ministry cited as the reason for its exit an alleged Ukrainian drone attack against Russia's Black Sea Fleet ships anchored off the coast of occupied Crimea, which Russia says took place early Saturday. Tourism is making a stronger comeback from the coronavirus pandemic than many expected. It's a blessing for the economies of southern European countries like Greece, Italy, Spain, and Cyprus. Greek yacht owner-operator Stelios Zampanakis says tourists are returning to Greece after waiting for COVID restrictions to lift. Experts warn the rebound is unlikely to last and that hopes of building year-round holiday destinations are being stalled by a lack of long-term planning in Mediterranean economies. Some experts say this year's boom will not prevent financial troubles next year. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.